Now, more of the Rocket and Teresa Show on Mix 93.3.
Well, good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa Show, plus a Steve Serrano this morning.
Hello, Steve.
Why did you use that voice?
I don't know. What was that weird grunt that you just gave us?
There's something in my throat, but then I was trying to reply to you.
Man, we have a busy, busy weekend. I got to tell you, yesterday, I made a trip to see our friends at Rally House, the new one on Berry Road, and I went to pick up my current stuff, Casey Current. And there were so many people buying really new product that's coming out because this Saturday, it's history. This is history in Kansas City, right in our own backyard.
That's right. The first stadium built for the sole purpose of a women's sports team. It is their stadium. They're not using someone else's stadium.
No.
Other people will have to use their stadium.
You showed me a video earlier in the week, and if you get a chance this morning, you've got to look it up. I'm talking about the locker room.
Yeah, it's super cool where they debuted the locker room and opened it up to the players for the very first time. And it was just, it's so nice and fancy, and for them to each have their very own space, it was really cool.
I just thought it was adorable. At Rally House, everybody buying stuff, little girls, you can tell they're soccer players, like they were on spring break. Everybody's buying the current stuff. I'm like, this is so amazing.
It's a $117 million facility.
And they built it quick.
Yeah.
Didn't you? You were one of the first to get a Casey Current T-shirt.
I did, yeah. When they first came to town, we were out at the Legends, and got to. I think even some of the players came by. It was really fun.
No, I know it's impossible to get tickets because I tried.
Yeah, yeah. Season tickets are already sold out. You can match by match, like you can buy individual, but I think it's all resale. I don't think you can just go up and buy them.
Well, how many does it hold?
It's a 11,500 person capacity.
Beautiful stadium. If you haven't gone done the virtual tour, it's amazing. So the next thing we could do, we talked about this yesterday towards the end of the show, is I like to do things like opening day my way, which, by the way, opening day is right around the corner.
Yes, it is. It's this month.
Yes, and so playoff games of the Chiefs. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a chance to watch this game. The pre-show starts at 11, right? KCTV 5?
No, KNBC is actually showing it. And the game is at noon on KNBC. And then, yes, an hour before, they'll have a special.
So we decided that a lot of you really don't know. Some people just don't know a lot about soccer. I grew up my whole life with soccer.
I know you got to get the ball in the net.
You do know that.
And you can't touch it with your hands.
And then when we were in Mexico, with several trips we've gone, we've seen World Cups. All you remember is the announcer. What do the announcers do, Teresa?
Well, they say, goal.
That's not the way they say it.
Is that not right?
No.
Okay, they go, goal!
Breathe. Breathe.
Why do you look up in the air?
I just
Who are you looking at up there?
You're going to pass out. You were
going
to pass
out. I could really keep going.
I know you could.
I'm going to stop because you're bored.
How long?
Are you impressed?
No, just don't try that.
Are you impressed by my diaphragm?
Put a timer on that. That's so incredible.
So you text the word goal, okay?
But you got to text it like I just said it.
With a lot of O's, right?
That was a lot.
How many
do you think that was?
I have no idea.
How many O's
did Teresa have? A lot. So text the word.
First time.
Text the word goal all morning long, and then we'll call you this morning. We're going to give you, here's the deal. We're going to go to Trezamari. I've already got a table. I'm picking up the tab for four. You're going to have brunch. They open up at 11 o'clock.
So damn right. Get the steak then, guys.
Yeah.
Get the filet.
It's good, isn't it? So when you get there.
Top shelf, all right?
Yeah, the restaurant opens up at 11. You watch it on TV, a private table for four. And you can watch the game, watch history right here in Kansas City. Super excited about this stadium. Have you guys seen any pictures? I know, Trish, I know you have. Steve, have you?
I drive by it every morning. It's incredible.
It's beautiful.
It really is.
Did you notice the Ferris wheel in teal color today?
Everything is teal.
It's going to be great. So,
dang it, I hate coming in from the opposite side of town. I never get to see anything cool.
Well, it's always usually like after the Chiefs win, it's bright red.
Rocket's always like, did you see the colors at Union Station? Did you see the Ferris wheel? No, I didn't see any of that.
So text the word goal for your chance to get a table for four tomorrow to watch the game. KC Current, congratulations to the ladies. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he's a sports guy. And he goes, imagine being on the roster for the Chiefs when Arrowhead opened up back in the 70s.
Yeah.
That's the same thing about these girls. The ones who are opening and playing, they're going to remember this their whole life. The first stadium for women.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is absolutely incredible. So text the word goal.
yours is puny compared to mine.
I do.
Nothing's going to live up to it now. I set the precedent.
All right, let's take our first break of the morning, and when we come back, let's take a look at tabloids.
Well, something else that we should be very excited about here, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are teaming up for a new project.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Friday. Man, we've got a busy weekend. By the way, welcome to Steve Serrano, the Taking Third.
Good morning.
Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. We talked about it already about the Casey Current. You texted in the word goal. We're going to hook you up at Trezzo tomorrow on my dime. And we also have St. Is this the first time that we've had Snake Saturday and then St. Patrick's Day parades on the same weekend?
I don't think that happens very often, right? I guess what's the rule? Snake Saturday is always the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
And it just kind of happened.
I think maybe
that
like
way.
4 years ago, maybe.
Was it?
I just made that up, but it felt right.
Seven, because there's 7 days. Six, because it's a leap year. I don't know.
Super excited because we're going to play a sound effect. Okay, it's bagpipes. When you hear it, we all turn into leprechauns, and you win our pot of gold, which is happening this weekend. So I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to play the effect. That is your cue to call. So all you have to do is call. Here we go. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm. So this is just a test, right?
Yes.
Don't call.
This is a test. Okay, when you hear
Wait,
that...
Wait, what happened at the end there?
Check on that guy. Is he okay?
Did someone throw a rock at the bagpiper?
He swallowed. He didn't blow there.
When you hear the sound effect, you call in. What's going to happen is we are going to turn in to leprechauns.
Well, kind of.
We have to have an Irish accent. We instantly convert to an Irish accent. And here's what we're giving away for this Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, KC Live at the Powerline District.
I'm sorry, that's not an Irish accent.
I don't know what an Irish accent
we
is.
We haven't turned into leprechauns yet.
But we're giving an example. We heard the bagpipes, so you got to give an example.
Okay, let's do this. Now you call in.
You call in.
The last part is gonna get me every time.
We all have to talk like leprechauns.
That's right. We're going to give you a chance.
Teresa, what line would you like me to go to this morning?
Let's go with three. That's not Irish.
No!
How do you say three in Irish?
Three!
It's still well, three.
You're so much better.
Let's go
Steve,
to number
three.
At least I'm trying.
You're just kind of like...
Very nice.
You're always going to say you're just
Borat. I have a chance for you to win tickets.
So, Teresa, does that mean the callers have to talk with an Irish accent?
Yours.
Yes.
Good morning, Mix. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning.
No, you
Sorry,
do
who's
an
this?
Irish
Must have the wrong number.
No. What's your name?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Not Mary. Irish, apparently.
Well, Mary, here's the prize you get. Our pot of gold for this Sunday.
That's right. You're going to get the tickets to KC Live, a Coors Light block party with Sick Kick. It is this Sunday, and you win a pair of tickets to the VIP area. All righty? Coors Light take good care of you. Very good care of you. You're in luck. Gold luck.
That's the strangest. Oh, that's the strangest leprechaun accent I've ever heard.
I can't breathe.
Congratulations, yo.
All right.
Thank you.
Going to put you on hold. Come back a little later. Get your information. Hold on. All right, Teresa, what's going on in the tabloid stories?
I'm going back to English now. As if I ever changed in the first place. Big local news. Kansas City Chiefs teammates Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are entering the restaurant business together. The Super Bowl champions are opening a steakhouse at one of Rocket's favorite places, the Lowe's Hotel in Kansas City. And I love the name, 1587 Prime.
Yeah, it's so cool.
In case you don't know, those are their numbers. Duh. And then it's going to have two floors. It's going to open early next year. Have you heard any inside scoop, Rocket?
No, I did talk to the guys there. They couldn't tell me a lot. I kind of knew about it. I think they're going to try to do it probably like Harrah's has Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I think it may just be its own entity. So we'll soon figure that out.
Does that mean you have no pull? You're like, I don't know. I know people at Lowe's, but I guess I can't get us into the restaurant.
I'm going to try.
Aren't you best friends with Travis Kelce?
No.
If you look at your Facebook, I mean, there you are with Taylor and there you are with Travis. It looks like you're buds.
Top of the morning to myself.
Jelly Roll did an interview with GQ magazine, and he says that he actually regrets 98% of his tattoos. Which one does he hate the most?
I don't know. I hate them all. I don't know where to start. Maybe the baby smoking the blunt was a little excessive. What I'm saying? Maybe that was a little bit much.
Did you see a baby smoking a blunt?
He sure did. His best advice is, if you're thinking about getting a tattoo, don't go cheap. If you're going to get one, you need to make sure that you can afford the artist that you really want. Don't just settle for the one that you can afford. Someone who we haven't talked about in a very long time, former James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan. He's back in the news today because he has to pay $1,500 for hiking in an area of Yellowstone that's off limits.
Ooh.
If that's the worst thing you ever do in your life, you're not really a bad guy, are you? Lots of new stuff today. Everything I Thought I Was. That is the new album from Justin Timberlake that just dropped. You remember that it does have a song, Paradise, with NSYNC. In theaters, Mark Wahlberg is in a movie called Arthur the King. There's a crime thriller starring Kristen Stewart called Love Lies Bleeding. And then going back to Justin Timberlake, his Trolls movie that just came out that you probably didn't see.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be up on Peacock this weekend. That's your Tabloid Trash, brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned, 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what's trending, because we have a busy weekend in Kansas City.
Yeah, including everything you need to know about the brand new KC Current Stadium opening tomorrow.
Good morning, KC. Happy Friday. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. I got to tell you, man, whenever you hear the bagpipes as we celebrate next Saturday, St. Patty's Day Parade this Sunday. We have a big show, and we're giving you a chance to win. When you hear bagpipes, you turn us into leprechauns, right?
Kind of.
And what did you say in the text on? They heard everything but an Irish accent.
Yeah, everyone said I hear every accent but Irish. Someone said Steve sounds like Borat. That is accurate.
Whatever.
Now, Steve, you DJ a lot of shows. You want to plug your company real quick?
I don't know. I don't even know. XS, myself, Eric Coombs, Steve Serrano. I don't know what it is. Yeah, just all over the place.
So did you hear about Jason Derulo?
No, but I heard you guys talking off mic. What happened? What'd he do?
Well, it's interesting how Rocket and I interpreted it in different ways.
Yes.
Because he stopped a show in the middle of a song and said he had to go to the bathroom, and the audience booed him. And Rocket's first thought was number one. My first thought was number two.
I would have naturally thought number two.
Yeah, why would you stop in the middle of a song unless you were about to have explosive diarrhea?
Because, you know, the pee-pee dance?
No. I mean, I feel like you could still power through. Like, why?
Really?
Like, literally in the middle of a song, unless it is an emergency.
Did he confirm?
I mean, Steve, you've been there, right?
No, I actually have never.
We're actually live on the air when you and Tara got some bad coffee.
Oh, no. Sorry, yeah. I thought you meant like when I was DJing on stage. Yeah, here, this happens weekly. Yeah. Put that bad boy in auto and call it a day.
All right. Coming up after Jason Derulo.
Everything you need to know about our beautiful, brand new KC Current Stadium, which opens up tomorrow.
Happy Friday, Kansas City. It's too hard to sleep. You don't want it.
Guys, I'm so sorry, but do you mind if I just go use the bathroom real quick?
That's Jason Derulo. Now,
I'm sorry.
He had to poop.
See, I'm telling you, Rocket, Jason Derulo literally stopped in the middle of a song to go to the bathroom. You can hear the audience booing. Rocket, his initial instinct was he had to pee. No.
Yes.
Steve Serrano and I both said, no, that's definitely a poopy
emergency.
You gotta
go, man. That's it.
Yes. No
middle
way.
Of the song?
Well, I did hear this years ago. When it came out, that a lot of EDM DJs at the festivals, when they're up there, that they wear disposable diapers.
Not DJing long enough. It's 90-minute set. They're fine.
Didn't you, I don't know if we can say this, we won't say names unless I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
Didn't you recently bring in like a celebrity DJ that had to go in the middle of a set?
For a 90-minute set, I've never seen that before out of any national DJ before, and that was 100% true. He's like, hey, can you watch this for a second? I'm like, yeah, what's up? Just left. Went to the restroom. It's a 90-minute set.
But
right?
I mean, he's doing a show.
But other people didn't necessarily know, right? It wasn't like that.
Where they thought the show was over. No, he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He literally just left.
Can we say who it was?
No, we probably shouldn't.
Okay. Just text me.
Yeah. It's a lot of drama.
This is a lot of drama.
All right, so Rocket, I know that you are so excited this weekend. KC Current breaking in the new CPKC Stadium tomorrow. This is the first stadium built for the sole purpose of housing a professional women's sports team.
Now, don't forget, by the way, anytime you want to text, just text the word goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, add a lot of O's to it, like they do
like,
in country.
Goal!
Yes. stuff you see overseas. And then I'm going to give you a table for four to watch the game. The pregame starts at 11, and you can watch all that as history is being made in Kansas City. You'll be at Trezzo picking up the tab for you, and it's only a 90-minute game, so it's perfect timing to get there, watch a pre-show, have brunch, and watch the whole game.
Yeah, and the reason that we are doing that for you is because season tickets are already sold out for the 11,500-person capacity stadium. It is a $117 million facility. The Current is going to be hosting the Portland Thorns, and it's going to be kind of crazy right now because not all the parking's done, right? We just have a certain bit of it. They are going to have 6 hours of shuttle service on game days, 4 hours before and 2 hours after each soccer match. You can use the complimentary shuttles to and from. It'll be at 2nd and Grand, and then also at 7th and Main. And then the streetcar line will also offer more service on game days.
I got to tell you, man, I went to Rally House yesterday, and it was packed. They have a whole section of just KC Current, men and women all buying the jerseys. And I saw a lot of little girls there. You could tell they're soccer players, like junior high. Just so excited. I mean, this is a big historical moment for women sports in the whole world.
I can't find my shirt. You know what I did? I do this to myself all the time. I try and get organized. And remember, I'm a clutterbug. I'm not organized.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when I have my Chief stuff out, I'll have my Royals and Spring stuff put away in a bin. And so I think I put it with my Royals stuff and I don't know where I put it.
I've done that before. Remember my Chiefs jersey?
Yep.
I donated that by accident.
Are you wearing a shirt, too, or just a hat?
No, it's a shirt.
You're wearing pants?
Yes.
So I can't see it below his waist.
I like your color combo, though, how you have the white KC Current hat with the logo, but then you have the sort of, what is that, like teal or whatever color shirt, and then the red hoodie. Look at you just pulling it all together.
They have so many different colors and options for you there at Rally House. It's just amazing to see that we are backing, backing a women's soccer team, professional. I'm wondering what celebrities are going to be at the game tomorrow.
I just love that they have their own stadium.
Yes.
You can watch the game at noon on KMBC9 with a pregame special at 11. And also Sporting KC is back on the pitch this weekend. Kansas City is set to host the San Jose Earthquakes tomorrow night at Children's Mercy Park.
I remember a few years ago, Teresa, Steve, didn't even know what the pitch was.
Oh.
Now she sounded so good
I'm
just
like,
saying that.
Do you mean the field?
Yes.
You mean that place where they run?
Lisa, stop. You
know? Don't act like you know anything about
that. Stop.
French fries are served in one version or another around the world, and now they also will come in a bottle. On X, McDonald's Japan has announced a limited-time perfume collection. It simulates the smell of McDonald's French fries.
We had a friend.
Do you want to smell a McDonald's French fries?
We had a friend that they just discovered some McDonald's are doing it where it's the upside-down logo.
Yeah, what's that?
I posted a picture of it. I'm like, what is that? I don't understand it.
It's like the contest.
It was on my Shamrock Shake.
Yes, that's exactly what his was. We used to do that with bumper stickers. We had a promotion.
Was I supposed
to
win something?
No, yes. It's just the whole thing to get people to talk about the brand.
I would like it more if I was supposed to win something because I had multiple. I don't want to say that I went to McDonald's a lot this past week, but I went to McDonald's a lot this past week. And finally, Wallet Hub says that this year over $5 billion, billion with a B, will be spent on St. Patrick's Day, with over half of Americans planning to take part in the festivities. And those people will be consuming a lot of beer. In fact, over 13 million pints of beer will be downed probably on Sunday. Wallet Hub even calculated the value of the mythical leprechaun's pot of gold.
Yeah.
A pot of 1,000 gold coins would equal about $2.16 million.
Geez, that's just absolutely insane, isn't it?
Just for catching a little guy in a cute outfit.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of money, but we're going to give you a chance to win some free money for spring break. Coming up next with Rocket and Teresa Trivia. Kenya Grace, Strangers. She's from South Africa, and when you hear her just talk in an interview, you know how sometimes when you have a cool accent, it's just sexy?
Yeah, I love accents.
Like, which accent do you like the best?
I like a British accent, an Australian. I really do love, like, a Scottish accent.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's just something sexy about it, right?
Yeah, some Irish accents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll discuss that later on. All right, as we head into really one of the busiest weekends in Kansas City, I get it, guys. It takes a lot to just get out and go with a family to get out and do things. So we're going to give you a chance to win some free money.
Yeah, so we've teamed up with the Kansas Lottery, and we're going to give you $30 in Kansas Lottery instant scratch tickets, and you'll be a finalist to multiply your winnings. You just have to answer this question. All right, and I feel like this is kind of obvious. Among large cities, the highest percentage of people with Irish ancestry, the number one, is Boston.
Yeah, that's easy.
I think we kind of all knew that, right?
Yep.
What's the second?
Do you know? 816-476-7093. Good morning. Oops, hung up. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Minnesota. St. Paul.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it Chicago?
It is not.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
New York City.
Nope. Boston has the highest percentage of people with Irish ancestry. Which city is second?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it New England?
It is not.
This is a good question, Teresa. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
New England.
No. By the way, is there an actual city that's New England? Isn't that like an area?
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Kansas City.
Nope.
That's a good guess. The way we party
here. That's a good guess.
I mean, seriously. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Chicago?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Baltimore.
No.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Denver.
Nope, it's not Denver. Boston has the highest percentage of people with Irish ancestry. Which city is number two?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
St. Paul.
Nope.
Wow. Should I give a clue?
Mm-mm.
No?
This is fun to watch.
Good morning. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Like a car wreck.
Is it New York?
It is not.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
I think you need to read it in like an Irish accent. That would really help people.
Boston has the highest percentage. Is that not coming out Irish?
Not at all.
Irish ancestry.
Good morning. There you go. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
I'll go with Augusta. I don't.
Nope.
I'm going to give a hint, okay? And it's just, I'm just going to say a football player's name.
No, don't.
That's
going to
ruin it.
How's it going to ruin it?
Because we'll know as soon as you say the football player.
You don't know which football player I'm going to say.
I do exactly know which one you're going to say.
No, everybody knows. Don't do it.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it Chicago?
No.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Pittsburgh.
There we go.
It is Pittsburgh. Rocket, what were you going to say?
Russell Wilson.
Duh, we all knew that. Because the news is that he just went to that team. We can get inside your brain, Rocket. It's not hard. Anyways.
Jeez.
Just kidding. Who is this?
Delilah.
Hi, Delilah. Beautiful name, first of all. I love that name. You get $30 in Kansas Lottery Instant Scratch tickets, and you're a finalist to multiply your winnings with the X Cash Blitz Instant Scratch tickets from the lottery.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. All right, coming up in less than 5 minutes, we're going to open up the phones and the text line. We want to know, Kansas City, look, we have a lot going on. Why are you ready for this weekend? I'm starting to rethink this whenever we turn into leprechauns for the big grand prize.
Why? It's such a fun, accurate contest.
Good morning, Casey. It is a Rocket and Trish show once again. Welcome, Steve Serrano, on third mic. Tara's got the day off. All right, so we're asking you the question, why are you ready for this weekend? There's so much going on, and I loved when we answered the phones. We got to get the text line, but people that are going to the game this tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning.
Well, do we really love it, or are you jealous, Rocket, because you don't have tickets?
I'm extremely jealous. I wish I could go.
You don't have tickets.
What are they saying on the text line?
Well, one person, Sarah, says, I'm going to Disneyland. Rude. Wow. If you're not inviting me, I don't want to hear about it. Victoria says, going to my daughter's club volleyball tournament this weekend. Go Elite. People are still making fun of Steve because he doesn't know where his accent is. They keep saying you're channeling Borat. Someone says, OMG, your accents are giving me life. let's see, Kyla, and she says, my name is Kyla. It's my husband Matt's 30th birthday tomorrow, and we're celebrating with family. Oh, I love that. Lots of people just going out and just enjoying the beautiful weather. I'm going to JHS initiation on the 18th. That is.
Say it again.
What are you being initiated into? JHS initiation?
Oh, I hope it's something nice.
Junior Honor Society.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Duh.
Okay, let's go. Let's just go with that.
Everybody knows that.
Alyssa said, does everybody?
Yes.
Hey, first of all, we all know you were not part of the Honor Society.
Yes, I was.
Alyssa,
it's a junior
Alyssa
Honor
says
Society.
We have. Oh, that's when your mom did your homework. Yes. That makes sense.
Still does.
Alyssa says we have our first dance comp this weekend at Hy-Vee Arena. Go BPM.
All right, I know a lot of people, we're super excited. I told you yesterday, I went to Rally House, our friends at Rally House. Man, it's just kind of fun to be here as long as we have and see that company grow.
Mm-hmm.
They have everything. They have a beautiful section of the new store on Berry Roads where I went. And to watch all the little girls and, you know, dads buying stuff for their kids or their wives that are going to the game. This is such a huge deal with the KC Current. It's the first stadium for women.
Yeah, it's the only stadium that is, its sole purpose is for our women's team. So that means that if anybody else wants to use it, they're borrowing our stadium.
It's just amazing. If you get a chance, Teresa showed me a video, and I kind of teared up a little bit about the players, because you think about it. These players are going to be on that roster, in that field, on the pitch, playing the very first game for the very first stadium for everybody to watch.
That's really cool. It's even kind of cool for the Portland Thorns that they get to be a part of it, even though it's not their home stadium.
I tried, and I asked Steve, and we asked everybody. We just couldn't get tickets. It's that.
No, I could have, but I just let's put me in that one.
He kept them for himself and sold them.
Exactly. So what we're going to do is when I talk to Teresa about soccer, look, no offense to you, I grew up playing soccer, and it's like there's one thing that whenever we travel, especially to Mexico and watch World Cup, you love to imitate the announcers.
Oh well, because I'm really good at it. Are you ready?
Yeah. This is one imitation she can do.
Go!
God, I turn her mic down. Is she still loud?
She's still hot.
So you need to...
Oh, just tell me when to stop, because I can go all day.
So you text that, however you think it's spelled, and then, I'd say coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to call you. And if you text your name and number, and then we're going to hook you up to watch the game. So my favorite place to go is where? Anytime the Royals or Chiefs play, I go to Trezamari. And I get a table. It's my way. So I've got a table for you. You and four people. The restaurant opens up at 11. You get in, you watch the pre-show, then you watch the game, a 90-minute game. I've done several World Cup parties there. So we're going to buy you brunch. You can sit there, hang out, watch the game, and leave.
Mm.
But you have to be there tomorrow. And if you want to go, just text GOAL.
But very simple. You text it like how I said it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of O's.
Yeah.
Whoa.
A lot of O's.
816-476-7093. And like I said, we'll call you after 8. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back.
Yeah, more details about the game tomorrow and like where you can park and get shuttles and just make your life a lot easier. And then also the very cool new thing that Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are teaming up to do.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. So excited. Tomorrow, history is going to be made with their first stadium built for a women's soccer team. The only one in the world, by the way.
Yep. The sole purpose is just for the KC Current.
Now, don't forget, text in the word GOAL. I know a lot of you couldn't get in. Text the word 816-476-7093 GOAL. If you want to come and be my guest, it's on me. You're going to go to Trezamari. We'll watch the pre-show together at 11 o'clock. And then noon is the game.
Yeah, it's on KNBC.
Yes, so it's so exciting. I loved it when we had young girls call the show, and I saw a bunch of people yesterday. If you get a chance, go to, I'd say suggest our friends at Rally House. They've got a beautiful selection of, I mean, different types of stuff. I loved it driving in this morning. Steve and I both saw the Ferris wheel, and it's teal. I mean, this is history. If anything, just buy some products, support the team. This is amazing. I was mentioning it earlier. These girls, you showed me a picture of the locker room.
Women, Roger. Women. They're women.
Women that are going to be on that field. The very first ones to do this. This is making history. And I thought about it. Think about back in the day in the 70s when the first round of Chiefs players got on Arrowhead. You know, or an outfit. That's how big this is for Kansas City.
It's very special being able to say they were there for that very first game. It is a $117 million stadium. They will be playing the Portland Thorns tomorrow. So that's just as cool for that team to say, hey, I was there at that very first game ever played at that new stadium.
Actually, look at the food. They've got really, really good food there.
Lots of food. Season tickets are already sold out for the 11,500-person capacity stadium. 6 hours of shuttle service on game day. So that should help out a little bit because they don't have all the parking set up yet. So 4 hours before and 2 hours after each soccer match, you can use complimentary shuttles to and from. They'll be at 2nd and Grand and also at 7th and Main.
They're definitely going to need them.
Yeah. And then the streetcar line will also offer more service on game days. Sporting KC is also playing tomorrow. They're back on the pitch playing the San Jose Earthquakes at Children's Mercy Park.
And we still have Big 12 going on.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't really care anymore.
KU and K-State lost.
They're both out, so whatever.
Houston looks good.
Houston's one of the best teams in the country.
No, we don't care. teammates Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce will be collaborating in a new area, the restaurant business. Yesterday, the Chiefs standouts announced a joint investment in a new steakhouse in the Lowe's Kansas City Hotel called 1587 Prime. Of course, their numbers. The high-end restaurant reportedly will encompass nearly 10,000 square feet, spanning two adjoining floors in the hotel, and will feature what are described as subtle nods to the pair's accomplishments in the NFL. And it is planned to open in early 2025.
What a great thing to happen. I think it's going to be great because they already have, if you haven't been to the Lowe's Hotel to just stay, I've done many staycations there.
We did a live show there.
Yes, but just the bar area for like a happy hour, it's wonderful. It's like really transporting yourself to a different city.
Yeah. McDonald's has been hit by a system failure impacting restaurants across the globe. You guys, how are we going to survive if McDonald's has to shut down? McDonald's said in a statement this morning that it was aware of a technology outage that forced the closure of many locations, but insisted it was not caused by a cybersecurity event. Stores were left unable to handle customers, and online and app orders were disrupted in countries as far apart as here in the U.S., all the way to Australia, Japan, and the U.K. The company's statement went on to say that the issue is now being resolved. Ooh, I'd like to know more about that. And St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah,
and if you end up partying a little too hard, is that a Jamaican accent?
No,
that's
what it sounds like.
If you party a little too hard and need to call in on Monday, these are some tips on how you can do it. Now, this is interesting because Steve Serrano is actually our boss, you guys. He's in charge. So, Rocket, let's see if these would fly with him. Okay.
Tara already called in.
Tara,
I didn't even think about that.
Because
obviously,
the pregnant woman's like, guys, I'm going to drink a lot and party on St. Patrick's Day. So this is what this survey suggests that you say to your boss if you need to call in sick on Monday. Keep it brief. Less is more. Tell your boss as little as possible without sounding evasive. Just be like, I'm sick. I'm staying home. Or even just say, I'm taking a day. Acknowledge bad timing. Your boss knows it's a Monday and the day after St. Patrick's Day, so not mentioning it.
I feel like this happened after the Super Bowl once.
It says not mention it would be suspicious.
I take vacations day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, Rocket planned his day off. Only tell people who need to know. Follow your company's policy, but generally you should not only need to tell, you basically have to tell your boss and then coworkers that might be affected. That's it. Don't be telling everybody else, guys, I drank so much, I was hungover and I called in sick.
Look, this city, they love St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
They do. Snake Saturday. I guarantee you a lot of people have already scheduled the day off
probably
on Monday.
So, yeah, this is mainly for those of you that wake up Monday and you're like, oh. And finally, it says here you need to offer to do makeup work. You might get stuck doing it. You might not. But offering it makes you look better. So do you think these are all good suggestions?
Yeah. I mean, it's normal for a Rocket on normally after a Super Bowl. He's normally going to skip out. Uh-oh, it's time.
Uh-oh. That means we have to all turn into leprechauns and talk.
Here we go.
We got to...
Oh, my gosh.
Did you practice that?
Where's the pot of gold?
We need you to call in right now, 816-476-7093. We have a big, big St. Patty's Day party.
That's Catherine.
What? Who?
I don't know. It's the most Irish name I can think of.
That's right, my friend. This Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, a free concert. Coors Light knows how to throw a damn good party. And you could be there on the VIP Coors Light party deck with us. I'll party with you and take shots with you. Shots, shots, shots. All Sunday, when Sick Kick, some people call him Sick Sidekick or Side Piece. Teresa liked to do that. But no, we go by Sick Kick this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, VIP Coors Light Party Deck. Call now.
You still sound like Borat.
Do we need
Do
we need the callers to be Irish and a leprechaun
yes,
too?
Yes, please.
Oh, it's cool to the phones.
If my cousin Frank is there.
Top of the morning to you. Who this be?
Top of the morning to you. This is Mercedes.
Mercedes! How are you?
Good.
Very good. How are you?
I'm Irish, so it works out.
Mercedes!
Mercedes.
I sound just like her.
You check my gold for you. I'll just find my gold.
Mercedes, here's what you win.
You win tickets to Sick Kick, right?
Sick Kick. It'll be Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. A free show, but you get VIP party deck passes for Sunday, okay?
Okay, let's hope I win. I'm praying.
What do you think about
you got the ticket?
Yeah, you won.
You won.
Oh, I did. Oh,
That's me leprechaun right there.
What she must have found my gold.
I guess
over here I won.
Maybe she pinched your Blarney Stone.
She found my gold.
Hold on, Minnesotans. We'll be right back. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. We were just talking amongst the three of us here in the studio. There's so much happening in Kansas City this weekend, if you think about everything that's going on. Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going on downtown. You got so
None
much.
Of our teams.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of tickets for sale to that. To those
we're
matches.
In my K-State one day late.
Yeah. And then, of course, I'm super excited about tomorrow. This is really cool because we've been talking about the soccer stadium that's built just for women.
Yeah. So the KC Current, their brand new $117 million stadium, basically opens up tomorrow and we have the first game.
And we also have two parades.
Yeah, Snake Saturday.
Yeah, and then, of course, we have a show at Power and Light. So we want to know a very simple question. Why are you ready for this weekend? What are you doing? And if you have kids in the car, we'd love to hear from them. We'll take your calls and we'll take your texts. Why are you ready for this weekend? Right after Taylor. Happy Friday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Big thank you. Steve Serrano in on the third mic. We're asking you this question.
What's up, KC? What's up? What's up, KC? What's up? How's the city?
We have an extremely busy weekend in Kansas City. So much to do. History in the making with the game with the KC Current tomorrow. We have Big 12. We have two parades. We want to know, and if you have kids in the car, why are you so excited for this weekend? Are you going to any of these events? 816-476-7093. You can call or you could text.
Can I start off with a really nice text?
Absolutely.
It says, my Aunt Kim has found the love of her life, and we get to go wedding dress shopping this weekend. So excited. I know she will be a beautiful bride, and she deserves all the love in the world.
That's got to be hard for a bride to go wedding dress shopping, isn't it?
No, it's fun.
Is it?
It's super
Rocco,
fun.
What's your thought of weddings?
I don't believe in them. Weddings.
That's why he does it all the time.
But if you are looking
not anymore.
If you are looking for a wedding DJ, call me today. I'm just kidding.
Ooh, no, you're not.
Just kidding.
816-476-7093. Why are you ready for this weekend? Are you going to any of these events? Are you going to the parades? We want to hear from you. I'd like love to hear from somebody that's going to the KC Current game. We had a young lady last hour call, and her whole family is going.
Fun.
I mean, once again, this is something that's never happened in the entire world, and it's happening here in Kansas City.
I feel like Cynthia is excited, but also kind of giving a little dig to you, because it says, after getting to watch the Current game in my own season ticket seat, I get to go to the auto show. She won tickets from us. But I feel like that was also like thanking
about the auto
us,
show. Yeah.
But also kind of giving a dig to you. She was like, I get to sit in my own season ticket seat. Not you, Rocket. That was implied.
I know. I'll be watching the game at Trezor, hopefully with you. So we'll be talking about that coming up in a few minutes as we get a winner. But what are you doing? Are you going anywhere? Are you going out of town? Are you going on a road trip? 816-476-7093.
Melissa says, I'm ready for the weekend to get here for the simple fact that when my husband gets off of work and my son gets out of school, that means we're going to head down to my parents' house and the guys are going for a fishing trip and Mama and I are going for a shopping trip tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Well, I hope you have a good weekend,
Weather should be nice. Once again, you just feel the excitement and the energy in Kansas City with so much going on here. I love that we live here.
Megan says, we're walking in the Brookside Parade with our adoptable dogs for Chain of Hope. Love that one. Excited for KC Current. Lots of people excited for both KC Current and Sporting KC.
Oh, yeah. We're a soccer city. We have been for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Lars says, beautiful weather. March Madness nears and 1 week closer to hanging up my Spurs. What does that mean?
She rides a horse, I think. Right?
Would have to be.
Bareback it.
Lots of people talking about just celebrating St. Patty's Day over the weekend. 5-year anniversary with some day drinking. Woo woo.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun if your anniversary falls on St. Patrick's Day.
Seriously. That's the thing, because people start drinking so early on those days. This city loves to party. And you were talking about that. The excuses for calling in the day after St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, because a lot of people, like a lot of you probably took Monday off. Like Tara, she was like, hey, I'm the biggest party girl in the room.
It's true.
So she took the day off.
816-476-7093. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get a winner. This is what we're talking about because this is such a big deal in Kansas City with KC Current.
Yeah, so explain your prize again because it is sold out.
Yes.
And so you have this special thing that you took care of because you're the man.
What I do when I, you know, whenever I want to watch an event or I can't go to an event with, you know, you can't get a ticket, is I go to Trezor Mari and I do it like opening day, my way. Opening day tomorrow. I'm doing it my way. I'll be at Trezor Mara. You're going to join me. 11 o'clock. I got a table for you. I'm picking up the tab. Mm-hmm. We're going to watch the pregame, and it's on KNBC, right?
Yes, and there'll be like an hour special before and then the game at noon.
Yeah, the game at noon. And then, look, it's a 90-minute game. You have a nice brunch. Then you go out and enjoy the rest of your weekend with all these great things going on in Kansas City.
Yeah, and the way we've been doing it all morning is you're texting in the word goal, but you're not just typing goal. You're doing it like goal, however you think that is spelled.
So do that, and then when we come back, hopefully we'll be calling you and make you the winner. Sabrina Carpenter, Feather on Mix. She's got a beautiful voice, and I know she's been on the road with Taylor Swift. Is she done with that leg of the tour?
I don't know, because Taylor is taking a break, and
right.
Then she'll do another leg of the tour, so I'm not really sure if she's going to continue with her or not.
She's been rotating different artists coming in, doesn't she?
Yeah, you know, it might be the end of it. I'm not sure. All I know is that it's officially the Eras Tour movie. Taylor's version is officially streaming on Disney Plus because I counted down, and at 8 o'clock sharp, I started streaming it last night.
I'm surprised that there was nothing, I mean, like, nothing bad happened. Like, you know how sometimes things go down?
Yeah, like Game of Thrones finale or something on HBO, and it shuts down the app. I didn't hear anything, so I think Disney was prepared.
So we have a great weekend here in Kansas City. The weather's going to be nice. We have so many things happening, like, you know, the Big 12 tournament that's still going on. We have Snake Saturday tomorrow. We have St. Patty's Day on Sunday. We have a show at Power and Light on Sunday night. Which, Steve, are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
So it's just, once again, and then the biggest thing in my opinion, because this is history and I'm a history buff, and it's happening right here in Kansas City.
That is the opening of the brand new KC Current Stadium, CPKC Stadium. The game is at noon tomorrow, and it's a $117 million facility.
It's amazing. We've been making you a finalist because, look, we can't get tickets, but we're going to do opening day my way. Of course, I go to Trezor quite a bit. It's my favorite restaurant. And I watched the Chiefs, I watched the Royals, I watched the World Cup, and we want you to watch the game with me. I'm going to give you brunch, but you had to do something this morning.
Yeah, we've been having you text in the word goal, but you have to do it like goal.
No, give it to them. Give them the real way. Don't just have
goal!
It.
That's enough.
Save it for pipes.
You have to tell me when to stop because I'll go all
you have night. Pipes.
Save that
you
for really tonight.
Do. All right, so you got a random person we're going to call, right?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
This is Eric.
Hi, Eric. Did you just text in the word goal?
I did.
Could you say it just how you texted it?
Yeah, read your text to us. How would it sound?
I love it. You're the winner.
No way.
Yeah. So you text in, and are you excited about the KC Current?
I am. I'd love to go to a game. I've never been, and really excited that it's here.
Well, I hate to disappoint you. We don't have tickets to a game.
It's sold out, but Rocket's got the hookup for you.
I'm going to hook you up at Trezor Mara. 11 o'clock, that's when the restaurant opens up. You come in, we watch the pregame, you order brunch, you and three guests, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there, we're watching the game, 90 minutes, then you're on your way enjoying what's going on in Kansas City this weekend.
That sounds great.
Who's going to go with you?
Probably my parents and my daughter in the car here.
Oh, what's your daughter's name?
Her name's Isla.
Isla, and how old is Isla?
She's three.
Oh, she's going to love it. There's so much to do there at Trezor, and you'll have so much fun with your parents, man.
I'm excited. Thank you guys so much.
Did Isla just tell her dad to shut up?
It kind of sounded like she said shut up.
Isla, they have a great, when you're there, she'll love it because they have a great kids menu. I know because I eat off the kids menu.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. Not questioning at all.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tricia show. Man, we got a busy weekend here in Kansas City. Still super excited about the big event, History in the Making, tomorrow.
Yeah, so KC Current, the brand new stadium, has the first game tomorrow. It is at noon. It will be on KNBC 9, and you can actually watch the pre-show an hour before at 11. Rocket, you look very good in your gear there. There is also a Sporting KC game tomorrow.
Right, I'm excited because when I went to Rally House, told you the new one up on Berry Road, to see families there and little girls, soccer players, getting their jerseys because they're going to the game.
Yeah.
You know, and then we had, Eric Wood is going with me to Trezor. I got him a table at Trezor to watch the pregame brunch on me. It's just going to be an absolute blast. But We have two big St. Patrick's Day events going on this weekend.
That's right. Snake Saturday's on Saturday. That's going to be fun. And then obviously St. Patrick's Day. We're going to be out there at KC Live. So that'll be good to see Sick Who?
Well, actually, Sick. It's funny that you would mention Sick that. Kick? Let's do our second look, Rocket.
Okay. Here we go.
We actually have...
Check the gold.
Whoa, you're a leprechaun.
We have tickets for Sidekick. Does that sound Irish?
Sick Kick, not Sidekick. Jesus.
Gosh. Take a ride in Steve's friend's motorcycle with the Sidekick on it.
His name is not Sidekick.
Steve, you're losing character.
I have to. It's embarrassing. Good news. You can either choose to go to Sidekick or Sick Kick. It's your choice, all right? It's totally up to you. Or there is side piece. We can work that in there, too.
Okay, wait a minute.
That's what? Rocket Special Weekend.
Oh, all right. Well.
So, by the way, we'll be doing that every hour all day, right?
Do you even know what his name is?
Sick Kick.
Sick Kick with one K.
Mallory, did you by chance, by the way, Mallory's in the studio. Did you hear us having to talk like leprechauns this morning?
Can you talk like a leprechaun?
Listen to Steve. Do it again.
I don't remember how we got started.
He sounds like Borat.
Rocket has to start first, and that helps me.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right, man. I'll be.
Tell us more about the party on Sunday night.
We got a very good chance at. It's not.
Very concert.
Nice. Very nice. Big concert, yes. Very nice. We do a sick kick, sick piece, side piece.
You sound German.
I'm just trying to keep it. I'm trying to speak like a leprechaun. That's all it is. I'm just trying to find my gold. The gold in my pants.
Do you like your pot of gold?
I'm going to start prank calling people with this accent and see how fast they hang up on me. Did you get hail on your roof? Yes.
Okay, so every hour until 6 p.m., you have a chance to win tickets.
Until 6 p.m., Sick Kick, Sunday, free show. It is a free show, but we're going to get you into the Coors Light Party Deck passes so you can come party with us on Sunday.
Talk like that all weekend.
All day.
You drive your wife crazy.
I'm going to go up on stage and introduce Sick Kick that way.
What's going to happen? You're going to mess up and you're going to say Sidekick or Side Piece.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm aware of his name.
Nope, it's in your head now. You're going
to
mess up.
The girls do it to me all the time, and I mess up all the time.
Now he's just ignoring it. Yes. He's moved on in his brain. The show's over, Rocket.
Is it over? I thought that we went to break.
On that note, we're getting out of here. Kansas City until Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. You deserve it.
God bless.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Bye. Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.